is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 923, Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey everybody.
And before you start booing.
Uh-oh.
This week, we're going to do more of these list type things. Then we'll get back to some houses and stuff. I just really like these lists. I think they're all over the place. They're different. And I think they're... I really enjoy doing them. So, and that might not be what you guys enjoy. I don't know.
If you don't, I hope so.
If you don't like these things, just write us and let us know and we'll stop doing them.
Yeah.
I really enjoy doing them. But I know we did them last week and I just want to do some this week too. Because I keep finding these different subjects that I think are interesting. Mm-hmm. This one that we're going to do, probably the first two or three days this week, it's 12 true stories from history that are truly horrifying.
Ooh.
Stories from history come in all shapes and sizes. Some are feel-good tales, and they may make you smile. Others are literally tear-jerkers, while still others simply expand your pool of knowledge with little to no reaction. That's like anytime I tell you a story, that's what I feel like.
Oh, wait. Oh, I react.
There are. Sorry about that. Then there are terrifying stories about historical events and people that are so awful that you don't even seem like they could be real.
Well, that don't surprise me.
For the stories here, it might just be the truth behind them that makes them all that more horrifying. These tales are scary, unnerving, and at times, kind of bizarre. They may be the worst fears come to life. Or something so awful you never believed it could happen in the first place. From natural disasters to mass murders to unexplained tragedies. Vote up the true stories from history that can give you chills for all the wrong reasons.
Mm.
The imprisonment of Elizabeth Fritzl, 1984. When Joseph Fritzl asked his daughter Elizabeth to help him with a door to the cellar in their family home, she had no idea that she was sealing her fate within its confines. At the time, Elizabeth was 18 years old, and for the next 24 years, she was held captive in that cellar by her father.
You mean like you meant that literally?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
At first, she was chained to metal posts. Her father reportedly removed the chain a few months after because, according to the indictment, it was hindering his sexual activity with his daughter.
Wait, he was having sex with his daughter?
Yes. Do you act like that surprises you by somebody who would hold his daughter captive for 24 years in a cellar?
I mean...
He's not dealing with a full deck here.
Well, I know. That's just sad.
During her captivity, Elizabeth was left alone in total darkness for multiple days and threatened with electric shocks and poison if she tried to escape. The same threats were made to the children once they began arriving.
Oh my gosh. What an asshole.
In 2008, it came to light that Fritzl committed incest and produced 7 children with his daughter. It was only after one of those children needed medical attention and was taken to the hospital that the horrors Elizabeth had faced were revealed. Fritzl was arrested and later pleaded guilty to rape, incest, and imprisonment. He was also accused of homicide after authorities learned one of the children that he had fathered by Elizabeth had died. Fritzl ultimately pleaded guilty to that charge too, commenting, "I didn't know why I didn't help. I hoped that he was going to pull through."
Oh, man. He needs to, like...
burn in hell?
Yeah. He does. My God.
How about that for the first story?
I don't like that. None.
There's only 11 more.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to hear this disgusting crap.
The murder of Junko Furuta, 1988 to 1989. In November 1988, teenager Junko Furuta was abducted, raped, and murdered by a group of boys in Masato, Japan. In the first hours after being attacked and brutalized by Hiroshi Miyano, Furuta endured additional torture and was repeatedly violated by several of Miyano's friends. Miyano, Shinji Minato, Joe Ogura, and Yasushi Watanabe repeatedly sodomized and beat Furuta, later killing her, setting her on fire, and putting her body into an oil drum. Furuta's remains were discovered in early 1989. All four youths connected to the crimes against Furuta were teenagers themselves at the time, but were tried as adults in the aftermath of their arrest.
I was going to say, I hope so.
Despite this, none of the offenders received more than 20 years in prison.
Wow.
Miyano, who received the longest sentence, was released from prison in 1999.
So he only spent
10 years. Might have been sentenced for 20, but he only spent 10 years.
I'm sorry. She's so beautiful. That's just terrible.
One more. The hanging of Timothy Evans, 1950. Timothy Evans was hanged for killing his wife, Beryl, and daughters Geraldine in 1950. He was, however, innocent of those crimes, which wouldn't be proven for more than a decade. When Beryl and 14-month-old Geraldine were slain, police focused their entire investigation on Evans, who actually confessed to the crime. He was a nervous man who was known to drink, and the authorities posited him that he had done away with his pregnant wife and their child over money. The crime actually took place at the hands of John Christie, a World War I veteran who testified against Evans at the trial. This didn't come to light until 1966, when it was discovered that Christie was a serial killer. The Evans family lived in the same building as Christie, and in 1949, he may have been approached by Beryl for an abortion. It's possible that after Beryl died during the procedure, that Christie killed young Geraldine as well. After Evans' execution, Christie moved out of the building. Years later, the new tenant smelled the decaying remains of three additional women Christie had killed and hidden behind his kitchen cabinets. More bodies were found in the yard, including Christie's own wife.
But how long after can you still smell that? It seems like you wouldn't be able to smell that years after.
I wouldn't think. Well, it says years after the new tenant. I have no idea. Because it said after the execution, which was 1950, he moved out. And it says years later, the new tenant started smelling.
Mm. My God, that's horrible. Just horrible.
All right, so there's your start to the week.
Great.
We got a couple more days of it. Ugh. All right, thank you guys. We love you, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Don't have bad dreams.
Never.
Hey guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.